理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 9 The Red Sea and the Indian Ocean help Phineas Fogg. The distance between Suez and Aden is exactly 1,310 miles, and the company allows the steamers 138 hours. Due to the engineer, the Mongolia was likely to be early. Most passengers were going to India. There were many army officers, rich young Englishmen, and ladies on board, and when the sea was calm, they listened to music and danced. The Red Sea is windy, though, and the longboat sometimes rocked. The women went downstairs, but the ship went on. What was Phineas Fogg doing all this time? If he was worried, he did not show it. No event could surprise the Reform Club member. He did not look at the ancient towns on the shore. What did he do? He ate four meals every day and played whist. Passepartout enjoyed the voyage. He ate well and slept well, and he was very interested in the sights. He still thought his master would quit his journey when they reached Bombay. The day after leaving Suez, he was happy to find the person he had talked to in the city.
"You are the same person I talked to in Suez, yes?" he asked.
"Ah, I recognize you. You are the servant of the strange Englishman."
"Yes, monsieur."
"Fix."
"Monsieur Fix," said Passepartout, "I'm happy to see you here.
Where are you going?"
"Like you, to Bombay."
"That's great. Do you know India? Is it a curious place?"
"Yes. Temples, tigers, snakes, and elephants. I hope you will have time to sightsee."
"I hope so, Monsieur Fix.
A smart man should not spend his life jumping from steamer to train, and from train to steamer again. These games will end at Bombay."
"And Mr. Fogg as well?"
"I never see him outside," asked Mr. Fix.
"Yes, but it's not curious at all."
After this, Passepartout and Fix talked together often. Fix wanted Passepartout to trust him, so he often bought the servant beer in the bar. The Mongolia pushed forward quickly. On the 13th, they reached Mocha. Passepartout was amazed to see this famous place. The next night, they passed through the Strait of Bab el Mandeb, which means the Bridge of Tears in Arabic. The Mongolia stopped to get coal in Aden. This delay was known, so it did not affect Phineas Fogg's plan. Besides, the Mongolia was 15 hours early. Mr. Fogg and his servant went into Aden to have their passports stamped with a visa. Fix followed them quietly. Mr. Fogg returned to the ship immediately, and Passepartout walked about the town.
"Very curious, very curious," said Passepartout to himself when he returned to the steamer. "I see it is not useless to travel if a man wants to see something new."
At 6 p.m., the Mongolia left Aden. On Sunday, October 20th, they reached the Indian coast. At 4:30, the steamer was in Bombay. Phineas Fogg was playing his 33rd game of whist, which his partner and he won. The Mongolia was due at Bombay on the 22nd. She arrived on the 20th. This was a gain to Phineas Fogg of 2 days since he left London, and he wrote this fact down in his book.